Welcome to Restaurant Influencers presented by Entrepreneur. My name is Sean Walchef, founder of Cali BBQ and Cali BBQ Media. In life, in the restaurant business, and in the new creator economy, we learn through lessons and stories. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Dawn Kelly. You can find her at PRMaven17, and she is the proud owner of The Nourish Spot, which you can find at The Nourish Spot. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Sean. I am so appreciative of you being interested in my entrepreneurial journey with The Nourish Spot.
I can't tell you. I'm so excited for the audience because it's very rare that we get someone with a PR background that gets into restaurants. You know, this is a storytelling show, and we're grateful to Toast, our primary technology partner that sponsors this show, that allows us the stage, the opportunity to connect with restaurateurs all over the globe and the best storytellers all over the globe. And what you've done is so different and so unique, and we're excited to have you on. So let's start with our favorite random question, which is, where in the world is your favorite stadium, stage, or venue?
Well, my favorite stadium is right here in New York City, where I'm born and raised. And that would be the house that Babe Ruth built, Yankee Stadium.
Okay, so we're going to go to Yankee Stadium. And the cool thing about this show for me is that I get to connect with people that love hospitality, that love storytelling. And we say that they're playing the game within the game. So you don't come to a podcast, you don't listen to a video, you don't read a blog unless you're a curious person. So we have lots of curious people, but we're going to put on an incredible event in Yankee Stadium. And I'm going to put you on the pitcher's mound. I'm going to give you the mic and I'm going to say, Dawn, who are you and what do you believe?
Who I am is a mother, a daughter, an entrepreneur in New York City that decided after 30 years of working in corporate communications that I had the chutzpah to open my own business. And I jumped in afraid, but I did what you're supposed to do when you don't know everything. I researched and I learned. And I forgot the second question.
What do you believe? What does the Nourish Spot believe?
The Nourish Spot believes that all individuals should have access to healthy food and beverage that can provide them with the stamina, the nutrients, and the fuel they need to power their lives.
Do you remember when you were doing research about owning your own restaurant, if there was anything that came across that gave you the idea that maybe you can do it?
Honestly, yes. When I decided upon becoming a food and beverage entrepreneur, I actually studied some of the entrepreneurs that I knew personally. One in particular is a woman named Miko Branch. She actually works in a whole nother industry. She's in the health and beauty industry, but she's a Black woman like me that began her business after working with her dad for many, many years. But then she and her sister jumped out on their own in a different lane of business, and she wrote a book. And so I read that book, and it kind of gave me the confidence that if she could do it, then I could potentially do it too, if I got the training, the education and skills training I needed to actually run a profitable business. Because as I mentioned earlier, yes, I worked in corporate America for a very, very long time, but that was somebody else's business, somebody else's corporation, right? And I was just working on a finite piece of it, not the entire thing. When you're an entrepreneur and a founder of your own business, every hat belongs to you. And so you have to learn about a balance sheet, a profit and loss statement. You got to learn how to hire and, you know, sorry, but fire individuals. You got to learn about setting your prices correctly. So there's so many things to learn that I was not aware of And so having the opportunity to read Miko's book, follow some other people, you know, there's a lot of good examples out in this world, follow some other examples. And then, like I said earlier, take training, you know, get involved in the Goldman Sachs 10K SB program. Go to the Economic Development Corporation and take their business essential course, right? That's the one that made me dangerous. That's when I realized that I could do this, right? And then also I took another class with Interise, it's called Streetwise MBA. So all of those courses helped to embolden me, right? And to strengthen my courage, right? That I could potentially, you know, become an entrepreneur and actually excel at it.
I appreciate you sharing that. You know, we say on this show all the time, something my grandfather taught me, which is to stay curious, to get involved, and then to ask for help. You know, yes. There's such basic lessons, but they're so powerful because curious people can open up a book, we can listen to a podcast, we can watch a video, but like you said, you actually did the work. Do you know where did you get the courage? Where did you learn that you actually have to raise your hand? You actually have to go to the class. You actually have to sign up. You actually have to get involved. Do you remember when you were a little girl, when you learned how to do that, or was that later on in life?
No, actually, I did learn it also from my grandfather and from my mother, and I'm trying my best not to get emotional right now. My grandfather, I'm sitting in the house that my grandfather bought 81 years ago. He was in the military, and when he came home from World War II, the military actually reneged on a promise. They had told all the soldiers that fought for this country, that especially the ones coming back to New York City, that they had established a nice little settlement in Levittown, New York. And when my grandfather got home, because of the nature of, you know, racial tension back then in the 40s, they didn't allow him to purchase a home with his GI Bill in Levittown. So he ended up buying a home in Jamaica, Queens. And before he passed away, he taught me a lot. I'm the oldest in my family. And so one of the things that my grandfather always taught me was the early bird gets the worm, right? So I always have gotten up early, like early. I'm an early riser. I get up before everybody. And I'm usually before people have, like, you know, open their eye. I've been through the news. I've been through my Instagram. You know, I'm kind of set and ready for the day. I've been through my prayers, you know, everything. So that was one of the things I got from my grandfather. But the other thing is just who he was, you know. He was a decorated military officer. And so for him to have the courage to fight for this country in a time when this country didn't care for us, and then to come back home and establish a home base for himself and my mom, and to keep that going, right, for all these years, so much so that when I came home from college, I'm a Howard University graduate. When I came home from college and decided that I wanted to be a PR executive in New York City, my grandfather opened this home to me. And so before he died, I purchased it from him. And so I get my courage, I know, from my grandfather and also my mom. My mom raised three children, and she taught me about money, right? She taught me about being frugal. She taught me about asking for what I want. And she taught me about, you know, thinking, and I don't want to say highly of myself, but she always used to tell me, if you don't think you can, who else is going to think you can? So you have to, first and foremost, believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself, that'll come forth wherever you go, right? People will see it. It's kind of like an aura on you. And those are the things that have really pushed me forward. And then also, I would say my late dad, My dad, he was a different kind of guy, right? But he was straightforward, and he was an electrician by trade, and he pretty much taught himself how to do it. And so from my grandfather, from my mom and my dad, that's where I got all the attributes that propel me forward. And I do believe in myself. I do believe that with the proper education and training, that I could do anything in this world. But I first have to believe that I can do it.
So I'm grateful that you shared the story about your grandfather and about your family. It means so much to me. It means so much to the audience. And I think, it gets to the heart of why we do this show is because the restaurant business is a hard business. Hospitality business is a hard business, but it's so important. No matter where you are on earth, making a stranger a friend over food, over drinks, it's who we are. It's who we are, and it connects us in our DNA. And for me, to hear you share these things that have been instilled in you, but now you get to give them back to your community. As an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman, as a Black businesswoman, you get to give nourishment back to the community. Can you bring me back to the day, the opening day of business?
So one, I opened the business in conjunction with my then 25-year-old daughter and 26-year-old son, Jade and Owen Duncan. In fact, Jade is the one that sat on the couch with me when we just started with LegalZoom to establish ourselves. And it took a little while. It took about a year and a half. I'm working with, crazy contractors and everything, to finally get the store open. But we opened on September 9th, 2017. And I've had some great days in my life, but that is a day that I will never ever forget. We were able to get all our family to come from all over the United States. We had all of the elected officials from Queens. I don't know if you know much about New York City, but it's a big place.
It
And
is.
yeah, and each borough has their own set of legislators, right? We have the federal that, go across. They actually look at all of New York City. But we have our own set of Queens legislators. And so all of the Queens legislators were there. Many of the community leaders in my neighborhood were there. And then my friends, like friends from grade school, friends from high school, college, and then friends I met along the way, and working in different nonprofit and corporate environments. So it was a day, it was a day that I often talk about, right? And every time our anniversary comes around, I'm posting pictures from the first day, in I think there's sororities and fraternities in all groups. And in our particular case, we had all of the members of the Divine Nine, the Deltas, the AKAs, the A5As, like everybody was there. And so I'm proud. And it all day long was commerce. All day long, we served smoothies and salads, even vendors, my tax man. So here, this is the guy that was doing my taxes while I was an employee at other places. And he was doing my taxes for like 20 years. Like he showed up. Okay.
Amazing.
So it was a day where people that said that they loved me, people that said they were on my side, actually got to demonstrate that.
That's a beautiful thing. Can you share your social media journey? As someone that spent so long speaking on behalf of corporations, head VP, head of corporate character team, global comms for Prudential. You spoke on behalf of all of these incredible things that, your company was doing, and then you had to have your own voice, Don's voice, but then also the voice of your new business. Can you talk about social media and how it played a part in getting all those beautiful people in 2017 to that event?
Yes. So I would tell you, even though, Sean, I practiced PR for other organizations forever, practicing it for myself was the hardest thing I ever did. Okay. I felt like the media professionals were going to be like, Dawn, you're not supposed to be talking about yourself. We know you to be talking about Prudential or talking about your college or talking about AARP. Why are you calling us to talk about what? Like, what is that? And I would tell you that I had to really talk to myself, really, and tell myself that just like those companies needed you to tell their story, you more so than ever need to tell this story, because those companies had, you know, hundreds of years, right? Every last single one of them had been in existence, at least like Prudential was over 135 years. York College had been there for about 25 or more. You know, AARP has been around forever. So here I am, a nascent, new organization. And so I'm like, if you don't tell it, who is going to do it? And so what I did first was I created a profile for the Nourish Spot. I already had one for myself. And just an aside, I'll make you laugh. When social media first came to fore, right? When they first presented itself, I think the first thing was Twitter, right?
Yep.
And I was still working. I was still working for that financial services firm. And I would tell you, I was kicking and screaming, I'm not doing that. I'm not tweeting it. What's that bird? What is that? But I had young people on my team, right? One of the things I've always done to make sure is that I've had all the generations working with me, okay? And so my team members were like, no, you have to get involved, right? You know, I was legendary in terms of my work already, but now learning how to do social media would actually take it to another level, right? And so I have to call out one of my young mentees and former colleagues. His name is Josh Stoffergen. Josh is the one that got me to get on Twitter, and nice. then I became a beast, okay? because I'm an overachiever and I like to learn. Like, one of the things that I learned at one of my first jobs is learning is a lifelong journey, right?
Yes.
And so I learned how to do that Twitter thing and I got really excellent at it. And then all the other ones came, you know, Facebook and Instagram. And again, even with Facebook, I went on kicking and screaming too, because I was like,
So did I. Kicking and screaming.
Yes, because I was like, what is that? Old people that I don't talk to. I'm like, I don't talk to them. Why should they know what's going on in my life? Then I became a shareholder in Facebook, and I'm like, okay, if I'm going to make money off the platform, at least I need to know how it works, right? Yep. And so that's why I jumped onto the Facebook posting. And I love it. I really love posting on Facebook. But my favorite of all is Instagram and LinkedIn, because I believe that they have been truly beneficial to me and the Nourish Spot in getting our messages out.
I would love for you to talk specifically about LinkedIn and Instagram, because those are, you know, we say social media and every single person that's listening, we all have subjective feelings. When I say X or Twitter or TikTok, we all think a certain thing. But when I talk to business owners, the reason why we do this show, the reason why we create content is that we want business owners to tell their own story, and the B2B space of what you can do and the opportunities that you create when you're willing to speak out as a business owner on Instagram, tag another brand that maybe you're doing business with, tag a local official, tag another restaurant, maybe you're going to a community event, tag a charity when you're going to do these things. You do such a great job on both platforms. Can you talk specifically about finding your voice on Instagram?
Well, thank you very much for that compliment.
I don't say it lightly. I don't say it lightly. You passed the test. You passed the test. You're doing phenomenal work. I highly encourage anybody that's listening to the show, please go follow at PRMaven17 and connect with her because she's doing phenomenal work.
Thank you so much, Sean. So one, I got to say, I've had new partners tell me that that's how they found us. They found us through our social media and through Instagram. And so the reason why I appreciate the benefits of Instagram is because we all know a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? So that's the first thing. I'm able to use imagery, and I love to take pictures. I always have. And so I want to document my journey. So what Instagram has allowed me to do, both personally and professionally, is to document my journey. So there will be no question when I'm no longer here about what I had been able to accomplish and the things that made me happy, as well as the benefits of what our business brings to our community, our Jamaica Queens community, and beyond. And so Instagram, how we've used Instagram is we make sure we take pictures of our nourishers, and that's what we affectionately call our customers. We take pictures of them, of course, with their agreement. You know, we ask permission. And so we like to see them, you know, eating our food or drinking our smoothies. And so we ask to take pictures of them, and we ask their names. And what that does is that endears them to us, right? Because now they're like, oh, Ms. Dawn, you put me on your page. You know, and I reshared it with my friends, and now my friends are coming to the Nourish Spot. So what it does is it creates community, right? It creates community within a community. Yeah. And so I enjoy that. Another way, it is a way to show our menu, right? It's a way to immediately get our menu out to people and show them in dynamic fashion, right? We show ourselves making them, right? We show the people actually eating or drinking them. So that's another thing that Instagram allows me to do. And it allows me to lay out my narrative, right? Tell whatever story that I need my customers or my potential partners or my potential investors, right?
Yes.
It allows me to lay out a story and a narrative that people can follow along the way. And we've been doing this consistently since we started, right? We even put up, if you go on to the Nourish Spot page, you'll see posts before we were open, right? We were showing all the things we went through to get to today. And Instagram has been so beneficial. As I mentioned, one of our strategic partners is called Avolta, formerly of Hudson. They told me that's how they found me, right?
Wow.
Also, I now serve as a mentor for New York City Small Business Services.
Amazing.
As well as Women Entrepreneurs NYC. Same thing. That's how they found us, right? They found us on Instagram. Now, LinkedIn is a different animal. And I actually started using LinkedIn when I was working for Prudential. We leveraged LinkedIn, and I'm gonna take a license here and say I started Prudential's communications area using LinkedIn.
Amazing.
Because I realized that LinkedIn put us right in front of the customers that we wanted, right? The business customers, as well as the individuals at that time that we knew needed insurance for their family, right? And so I would leverage LinkedIn any and every time that our executives would be speaking before Congress, or we put out a new news release about some new product, right? I leveraged LinkedIn for that. And it worked. I mean, it was phenomenal. So of course, I opened my own business. I immediately established a page for the Nourish Spot, and I try my best because I'm doing all the social media still to this day. I'm doing my best to keep it all populated and up to date so that people can find us, and they can contact me through a myriad of ways to get to us to get what they need. And so, you know, we have new partners that contact us. We have, you know, I have other entrepreneurs that reach out to me, you know, to ask me for help or for mentorship. You know, we get to, I've got catering clients from LinkedIn. So those two resources have been phenomenal. And I encourage any small business owner to make sure, because there's so much, right? We do have TikTok, we have Facebook, there's a lot, right? And I would never tell anybody to be an overachiever like me and try to be on all of them.
I will. I tell people that all the time. Come on. The water's warm. Come jump in the deep end.
But I would say that if you have time, pick at least three of them and use them to tell your story, to get in front of your potential customers and your current customers and make sure that they know what's going on with your business.
So I'm going to ask you a favor. I'm going to need you to close your eyes and I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
So you can close your eyes. Do you remember the days you prayed for the opportunities that you're experiencing now?
Yes, I remember those days. Yes, I remember
bring,
those days.
Bring us back.
So I lost my job in 2015. My job was eliminated. And I wasn't sure what I wanted to do next. And so I prayed a lot. I wear my faith on my sleeve. And I didn't know what I wanted to do. I just knew that I didn't want to put my life in the hands of anyone else to have the authority and privilege of cutting off my lifeline when they felt like it. And so I had to figure out something that I could control. And so I started praying. I was on my own health journey. So one day I saw a show about a new juice bar in Westchester, and it really piqued my interest. And I started to tell God, that's what I want. I want to do a juice bar. I could do that because I had already got rid of my bagels, got rid of my carbonated sodas, and I was like eating salads every day, right? And so I'm like, I knew my community needed it because there was no juice bar in like a mile, right? Or 2 miles, right? A long stretch in New York called Guy R. Brewer Boulevard. It goes from Jamaica Avenue to the airport. And there was not one juice bar on that strip. And so I prayed to God to help me figure it all out. And it happened. I mean, he led me to a place that said DK Upholstery. That was the name of the venue, the building in which now my store is there. And I would tell you, DK, that's my name, Dawn Kelly. Upholstery, what does upholstery mean, Sean? It means to make something over.
Yes.
So that particular awning told the next stages of my life. It said Dawn Kelly made over. And the Nourish Spot is in that very building today. Right now, my staff is over there operating the business. And let me not leave this out. It's in my community, in a community where my family enjoys an 81-year history. So that's one thing that I prayed for. Another thing that I pray for is I listened a lot to podcasts like you, right? I wanted to learn, right? I wanted to know the right things. I wanted to learn the pitfalls, and I wanted to learn it from the people that were actually doing the businesses,
Yes.
right? So there was one particular podcast called Side Hustle Pro. And I listened to it like a crazy person. Like every time there was a new show, I was listening to it, right? And I said to myself, one day she's going to contact me and I'm going to tell my story. Well, sure, that happened this year, this month, okay? So that's another thing that I prayed for. And then here's another. The Goldman Sachs 10K SP program. So I was initially introduced to that when I was an employee at Prudential Financial.
Wow.
You know, that's big, the big companies, they support each other, right? And so there was a big dinner for the Goldman Sachs program when they first initiated it years and years ago. And I got to go to the dinner with my colleagues while in that seat. Now, they didn't know this, but I'm telling you, while in that seat, I was so enamored with the program because at that time they were just working with women outside the United States, and they were giving them micro loans, right, to start businesses.
Awesome.
And I just like, wow, this is amazing. Like, what kind of company does that? And I'm like, if I ever, and I will tell you, ever was like never, right? Because I never thought I was going to own my own business. I thought I was going to be a employee forever, retire with the gold watch, and, you know, go off into my life. But I did tell myself, if I ever become an entrepreneur, oh, I would love to be in that program. Well, today I'm a graduate of the Goldman Sachs 10K SB program. So I would tell you, prayer works. If there's anybody out there listening to me, pray for what you want and then work towards it. It'll all come together.
That is so magical. I'm so grateful that you shared all of those experiences. That, to be honest with you, that I know I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be having this conversation with you. This is why we love what we do, is that we're able to connect with people that are doing the work. You know, you're doing the work, you're living in faith, you're doing the things that we believe in the hospitality space, you're impacting your community. But because of the world that we live in, you can share this story on a stage like entrepreneur.com, and this can go to hundreds of thousands, millions of people, which is the beautiful thing about the world that we live in and where we're going. Can you share a little bit about where are you when you dream now, when you pray now, what does it look like in the future?
Oh my gosh, my prayers. I tell you, I'm a little afraid of my prayers now. So when I got to go back a little, in 2021 is when I graduated from the Goldman Sachs program. And one of the things that we have to do to graduate is we have to have a growth plan, right? And we have to get up in front of our class and we have to talk about what we hope to achieve, right? In a year or two. A year or two. And I likened that to my prayers and my petitions to God about what I would want for the Nourish Spot. And the things that I said is that I wanted the Nourish Spot to be in airports. I wanted the Nourish Spot to be in stadiums. I wanted it to be in schools. And I wanted to do catering, right? Those were like my big things. Well, today I could tell you we're partners in airports. We have been a vendor for 2 years straight at the US Open.
That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Earlier this year, my daughter and I had the extreme fortune to meet Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen is a billionaire in New York City that owns the New York Mets and Citi Field, and he owns a hedge fund. And I'm a member of the Queens Chamber of Commerce. So that's another thing I would like to say real quick. People need to get involved in their community and get membershiped, right? Sign up with the Chambers of Commerce of the world, with the restaurant coalitions of the world. I'm a board member of the New York City Hospitality Alliance, right? I get involved, right? Because you won't know what's going on if you don't get involved.
Yes.
And so we went to Citi Field, formerly Shea Stadium. I'm an old lady, so I know.
You're not an old lady. You're young at heart. Come on now. Young at heart. Let's go.
And so my daughter and I, we went to Citi Field for a visioning event that they were having, because every business, we all are looking for ways in which to expand and grow and evolve. And Citi Field is no different. And so while we were there for the event, these two gentlemen walked in and they had TV cameras behind them. Now, you know, I said I'm a PR person, so I see
that's what I'm talking about.
I see a TV camera, I get excited, right? And so I asked the president of the Queens Chamber of Commerce, I'm like, who's those guys? And why are there cameras following them? And so Tom Greck, who's the president of the chamber, he said, You don't know who that is? And I said, tell me a name. I may not know them by face, but I know the players, right? So tell me a name. And so he said, that's Steve Cohen. And that's all I needed to hear. I said, wait. Steve Cohen, the man that owns this place? Steve Cohen, the man that owns the Mets? Okay. I started hyperventilating. I'm going to tell you honestly. And so he said, would you like me to introduce you? And I said, yes, sir, right now. And so he walked my daughter Jade and I over to Steve and his chief of staff, right? And there was a long line. Just imagine the man comes in, it is a long line. And so my daughter and I are kind of like the last on the line. And the chief of staff was doing his job. So he was trying to get people off that line, right? But I was hell bent. There was no way you was
no stopping you.
None.
No
whatsoever.
Chance. Yes.
And so I got to meet Steve Cohen. And the first thing I said to him was, oh my God, I've never met, because I'm very authentic. What you see is what you get. Yep. I'm not changing for anybody. Okay. And so I was so enamored. I said, oh my God, I never met a billionaire before. Like, oh my God. Right. And so he started laughing. Right. He started laughing. And I said, the first thing I want to know is, can I take a picture with you? I said, because my friends are not going to believe this. And he said, of course. You know, it humanized him, right? And he said, of course, I would love to take a picture with you. And I said, and yesterday was my daughter's birthday. What a great birthday gift. And so he hugged us both and we took a picture. And so then he's like, tell me more about you. Like, what's your name? What you do? And so I told him. And so he said, oh, you own a smoothie bar? He said, I drink a blueberry smoothie every morning. Can I tell you, he couldn't see me, but I was flipping inside. I had done like 35 flips when he said that, because I felt like that was my end, right?
Yeah.
That was my end. And so I said to him, well, I own the Nourish Spot, and I hope that you would come by one day and try our Blueberry Bliss, because we have a smoothie that, you know, blueberries are the feature. And so he said, I think we could do one better. And I said, what could that be? He said, we got to figure out something. He said, you got any more questions? So I said, I have two. He said, what are they? I said, one, smart man like you, I need you to be my mentor. I said, you think we could work that out? And he said, I think we can. So that was number two.
Come on.
And then number three, listen, you know.
Come on.
You got to shoot your shot, right? You don't always get an opportunity to shoot your shot. So you got to shoot your shot. And so I said, I got another question. I said, but I will tell you, I'm very afraid to ask you, right? And he said, why is that? And I said, to be real, I said, if you tell me no, I don't know how I'm going to handle it. And he said, ask me. And I said, I would like to establish a Nourish Spot here at Citi Field. And he said, "We'll be in touch."
Come on.
Now, would you believe that not only were they in touch, that it took just 3 months for us to be engaged with the Aramark organization that's attached to Citi Field? We met him on January 29th. By March 13th, I think it was, we were debuting at Citi Field with all of the rest of the new businesses, food and beverage businesses that were going to be showcased this particular season at Citi Field. So again, prayer works. And I didn't give you this. I want to say this. You know this. December, January, February, those are some of the hardest months for entrepreneurs. Why? Because holiday season, our customers lose their mind and go spend all their money in other places, right?
Yep.
So I had been rolling around in my bed in January praying for dollars, D-O-L-L-A-R-S. I'm not joking with you. Praying, looking for grants, everything, okay? So for God to answer my prayer by introducing me, by allowing me and my daughter to be introduced to a billionaire, let me tell you something. When I left that stadium that day and I got outside to the parking lot, I lost it. I cried and cried and cried because I realized that a door that I never thought would open for me. I tell you, never, ever, ever, ever thought that I would meet Steve Cohen. Come on, right? I never thought that. And for me to meet him, make his acquaintance, and him to, you know, smooth the way for us to be a vendor at the Taste of Queens cart at Citi Field. Again, pinch me moments and things that I will never, ever, ever forget.
That was magical. Magical. You were supposed to be on this show for a reason, Don. So I'm so thankful that you shared that story with us. And anybody that's listening to this show, if you're watching, your story matters. And what we do on LinkedIn every Wednesday and every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time, is we host a LinkedIn audio event. So you, the listener, can come up on stage. You can share your restaurant, whether you're in sales, whether you're in marketing, if you're a content creator, it's a chance for us to build community. And we hope that you, the listener, come on stage. It's also a chance for us to give a social shout out. This week's social shout out goes to Bailey Wolf. Bailey Wolf, he works for Harvest. He does SBA lending. He helps business owners buy buildings. Bailey connected me to Don. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm looking for the best storytellers on earth. And I'm so grateful that Bailey connected me to Don so that we could share her story with our audience and with whoever finds the show, no matter where it is. We're going to put it everywhere. We're going to put it on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, entrepreneur.com. Don, you are a gift. Can you tell me who would you like? I need one person from the Nourish family or from your life that you'd like to shout out. You already got a bunch of shout outs in because you're good at your job. So let's give somebody that you haven't given a shout out to, give them a little bit of love on Entrepreneur.
Well, for the Nourish spot, I would like to shout out a young man named Denzel Sancho. He came to us as an intern. The Nourish Spot is an internship training ground. We actually work with nonprofit organizations and high schools in our community and in New York City to provide internship opportunities to young people. And so Denzel Sancho came to us like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, as an 11th grader. And today he's a graduate of college and he's my manager.
No way.
Yes. And I love it. Okay. Because we've created our own talent pipeline. And so amazing. The reason why I could sit here and talk to you, you know, comfortably from my home is because Denzel is running the store and I appreciate him. You know, I don't know what we would do without him. And, you know, and I just like the fact that we're working with young people to give them opportunities, you know, to consider. They don't have to stay in food right, in food and beverage and hospitality, but to at least consider it as a vocation, right, for the rest of their lives.
So that's a great shout out to Denzel. Congratulations. Before I let you go, I'd love to learn a little bit about your smartphone storytelling. So we believe that everyone that's listening to this show, you don't need to have a PR team. You are your own PR team. We all have a device in our pocket. So I just need to get a little of the inside of the playbook of Don. Are you an iPhone or an Android user?
I'm an iPhone user.
Okay, which version? Do you get the latest version or do you just, you're happy with what you got?
I think I have a 15.
A 15?
I think, what are they on, an 18 now or something like that?
I think we're still on 15.
Okay, so no, I don't have a 15. I have a 13.
Okay, I have a 13 too. So we're good. Do you always do a software update?
No, I don't. Sometimes, no. sometimes software updates, they mess everything up. So,
mess up my flow.
Not always.
Do you prefer text or email?
I prefer text.
How many emails do you get a day?
I can't count them.
Are you an inbox zero, or do you have, how many, if we looked at your phone right now, how many emails would you?
I take the fifth.
Fair enough. Do you prefer phone calls or text messages?
From family, I prefer phone calls. Everybody else, I prefer text messages, and then I will decide whether we need to go to the phone.
Do you leave voicemails or do you not leave voicemails?
I actually like voice notes now.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. How do you listen to music?
Through my Apple Music.
Apple Music.
And so in my house, through my Apple Music, and I cast it to my speakers, right? Oh. And in my car, I listen to Sirius XM.
Okay. And do you prefer photos or videos?
Oh, wow. I like them both. I like them both. You know, I'm of the generation where we only had photos, right? Yeah. And, you know, I'm lucky I still got photo albums. And so I'm always in a debate with my millennial children about photos, right? Because, you know, they're like, oh, you take too many photos. And I'm like, they're going to know me when I'm not here. Okay. Maybe they won't know you, but you're going to be able to open up a photo album or my phone. Okay. Or go to the cloud, and you're going to be able to tell my descendants that I was here, and you're going to be able to show them. You're going to be able to show them the receipts as well.
That's funny. Yeah. My wife and I, we joke, we take photos all the time. We have obviously smartphone storytelling. I have like 70,000 photos. I have probably 20,000 videos all on my phone. But when our school, our little girl, she's 4 years old, my son's six, and they tell us, oh, it's photo day. And I'm like, we
it's
laugh.
Photo
we
day.
Go, every day it's photo day.
Every day it's photo day. And so that's
there's no special day for photo day.
Exactly.
And I'm definitely not paying $35 for it either, because our photos are better.
Exactly. And you know what else? So now you make me feel better, because I'm often having to pay for extra storage, right?
Yeah, I pay for extra storage. That's a media expense. Come on.
Okay,
now.
So listen.
It's a content expense. Let's
go. You make me feel real good, right? Because now I know that my expenses of my photo for the storage, I'm not the only one. So that makes me.
You're good.
Thank you very much.
We're part of an inner circle here. We're all smartphone storytellers. So it's all good. Well, Don, it's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to put links to your shop, to the Nourish Spot, to your handle at PR Maven 17. We're so grateful. I can't wait to come and visit. We come to New York for lots of different things. Toast puts on conventions there, Restaurant 365. One of my closest friends, Kyle and Sarah, Mr. TikTok, he's in New York. So I'm going to have him stop by your shop.
Yay.
Is there any, what is your favorite quote that you want to leave us with?
Let me think about that for a second, but I just want to say this. I want to say thank you to Bailey too, right? Because Bailey's my guy, okay? I met Bailey when the Small Business Administration named the Nourish Spot the 2019 Micro Business of the Year.
Wow.
And that's when I met Bailey. And we have been connected like this ever since. And so one of the things that we talked about earlier is you know, the people you know. It's so important to network with others and keep the people close to you that are out here trying to help you, right? Because you and I would not know each other if he didn't introduce us. So yes. I want to first say thank you to Bailey. Now, back to the question that you asked me. I forgot. Excuse me.
Quote. I need a quote.
Oh, okay. Quote. Let me see. I'm going to use my own quote, okay?
Yeah.
And my quote is, do it afraid.
Love that. Do it afraid. It's Don Kelly, the Nourish Spot, Jamaica Queens. If you're there, you know, but follow her online. We are so grateful for your time. We're grateful for the gifts that you've shared with us, the incredible stories. Don, you're awesome. If you guys want to get in touch with me, it's at Sean P. Walchef, S-H-A-W-N-P-W-A-L-C-H-E-F. Hit me on Instagram. That's the quickest way, but I'm available, weirdly available on all the platforms. we care about you. We care about your story, no matter where you are on earth. Rising tide lifts all ships. As always, stay curious, get involved, and don't be afraid to ask for help. We'll catch you guys next week.
Thank you, Sean.